This is your show on right now. This is Fox News Talk. News Talk.
Was that really so hard, Mr. President? Was it really that difficult to go out there and give the speech you should have given 2 days ago today? It shouldn't have been. Pete Mundo with you on Fox News Talk. Always great to be back here. And, you know, Saturday, Donald Trump's handling of Charlottesville and his speech that he gave that day really fell well short of any American's expectations.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America.
On many sides. Mr. President, can you call out the terrorists? Can you say neo-Nazis? Can you say KKK? Can you say white supremacists? Just like we asked Barack Obama for 8 years to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. And he wouldn't do it. Donald Trump comes into office and we are cheering, rightfully so. I was cheering the fact that he would go out there and when a terrorist attack was committed by a radical Islamic terrorist, he would use that phrase. And we cheered and we clapped and we said, this is great. This is how it should have been the past 8 years. But when something this tragic happens, and it is somebody tied with neo-Nazi groups and white supremacists and the KKK, you got to call them out. We have got to be able to do this across both sides of the aisle and across every spectrum. To say bigotry on many sides, that's great. That's all well and good. We know that there is bigotry and there is racism on all different parts of our society and our country and this world. But if we're going to call it out when only we want to call it out in the fashion we see fit, well, that's not really right. And you know what? I would want Barack Obama and I would want Donald Trump to handle that the same way. We can't just pick and choose what radical groups we want to call out. When a radical group messes up and causes death and destruction, call them out. And this is also why it was so important to have a communications team in place that's a cohesive unit and knows what it's doing. And the Trump administration still doesn't really have that. And for those of you saying, you know, well, why does he have to call these people out, these neo-Nazi groups? Here's why. All right. Here's exactly why. Because listen to David Duke on Saturday before the rally.
This represents a turning point for the people of this country. We are determined to take our country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back.
Now, Donald Trump's never really any way associated with these people. But when they are using his name, he has to disavow them. He has to call them out. He has no choice. And he's right if he were to sit here and say, I've never done anything with these people hand in hand to help them out. He's right about that. But when they're using your name, you have to call them out. You have to do it. Now, today's speech, I give Trump an A-. The reason I'm not giving it an A is because the awkward starting off with the economy as like a brief reminder, hey, economy's doing well, but we had this tragedy over the weekend. It was a weird way to start the whole thing, and the transition to me felt awkward. So that's what leaves it from an A to an A-. But today is what should have been said on Saturday. It was spot on.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution.
Thank you. That really wasn't that difficult, was it, Mr. President? For those of us Trump voters and Trump supporters who are sitting here and saying we want no part of this fringe, radical right, white supremacist group, the fact that you couldn't do this on Saturday really makes the rest of us look kind of bad. And it was not that difficult to do. It really wasn't. And to say, well, I heard this from some people. Well, why not bring up Antifa? Those guys were just as bad. They were causing just as much crime and destruction. Okay, fair. I mean, we know those far-left demonstrators are not peaceful protesters. Many of them are hired, and they're oftentimes looking for trouble. We know that. But here's the thing. The guy that killed one woman and injured 19 others happened to be a white supremacist. So that's got to be the group you disavow. That has to be. Imagine if after Pulse or Fort Hood, President Obama came out and said, we disavow all groups, including radical Islamic terrorism, although he never used that word. And also groups like the KKK, white supremacists, et cetera, et cetera. What if he did that? And you would sit here and you would say, why would you possibly bring that up when this had nothing to do with other hate groups? You got to call out the hate group that committed murder. You can say it's a lone wolf. Who cares? We've had radical Islamic terrorism. That is a lone wolf. And we call it out for what it is. Because if these people aren't called out, they only get more powerful in their own minds. And that's the last thing this country needs. On either, we don't need more Antifa people that are feeling empowered, and we don't need it from white supremacists. Now, as for Trump sticking to the teleprompter, that was a nice change of pace, was it not today? None of those one-liners after he finishes a sentence. No, so sad, or I really mean this. But still, he can't win. You know, some critics in the media, like Katie Turr, tweeting, it's striking that he has to carefully read it off a teleprompter, referring to President Trump. He railed against prompters, yet he can't speak from the heart about racism. Now, these are people you're never going to win with in the media. Don't even try. Don't even bother. You are never going to win with these people.
Bad hombres.
Because if you didn't watch that speech today from Donald Trump and say, this was fantastic, it's 2 days late, but it's fantastic, and you're knocking him for reading a teleprompter when these are the same people that said, gosh, the guy can't read from the prompter. Everything's off the cuff with this guy. Well, now all of a sudden, I can't even speak about racism straight. I mean, come on. Are you really going to go there? And we have some more audio of Katie Turr coming up later in the show of saying similar comments and making comparison to, let's just say our former president who read off the prompter during tragedies, as any president should. It's not that difficult. But something else that Trump brought up a lot on Saturday and today was the idea of love and that we need to love each other as Americans. And he's right. We do. But guess what? Love starts at the top. And when we have a president who I support, but who far too often finds himself in petty fights, whether it's on social media, in press conferences, with the people in his own administration, that's not really the kind of signal we need. That's not the role model we need from the standpoint of loving each other as Americans. When we've got sometimes our own president tweeting out how much he dislikes his attorney general on a given day. It's similar to after Steve Scalise was shot, and it was like, let's have this come to Jesus moment as a country, and let's all get together and try to put the partisanship behind us. This can be that moment. It's cost a woman a life, and it's incredibly tragic. This can be that moment. And if President Trump can somehow lead that movement, it would be a breath of fresh air. Do I think it's coming? No, I don't. But it'd be a breath of fresh air. But do you think the criticism of Donald Trump at this point is fair? Or is it just the media being the media? I think this one is just, it's spot on. It really is. And let's be honest, when it comes to the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, when he's questioning you here, I think you got to realize that this was not handled right.
If you were White House communications director yesterday, would you advise he give that statement?
Well, I wouldn't have recommended that statement. I think he needed to be much harsher as it related to the white supremacists and the nature of that. I applaud General McMaster for calling it out for what it is. It's actually terrorism. And whether it's domestic or international terrorism, with the moral authority of the presidency, you have to call that stuff out.
When the Mooch, who was on the job for 10 days, knows better, it was a bad statement Saturday. Recovered great today, but it's 2 days too late. And the criticism the past 48 hours has been fair. 877-367-2526. Do you think the criticism to this point has been fair of Donald Trump and his handling of Charlottesville? 877-367-2526. 877-367-2526. Pete Mundo with you on Fox News Talk.